to not only be focused on what makes women successful, but the organizations that really have the best chance of creating a culture of equality include men in things like their women's networks, and men are encouraged to take parental leave. And this is something that I don't think that all companies are really tuned into yet.
I'm your host, Michelle King, and you are listening to the She Innovates podcast. It's a show that tackles the challenges and achievements of women in areas like innovation, technology, and entrepreneurship. So today we have the pleasure of speaking with Ellen Shook, Accenture's Chief Leadership and Human Resource Officer. We're going to be discussing how to create cultures of equality at work and also why culture is so important in making both men and women successful. Earlier this year, the consulting firm Accenture released a report titled When She Rises, We All Rise. This report highlights the critical role of workplace culture in shaping women's advancement. For example, the report finds that women are 4 times more likely and men are 2 times more likely to rise to senior management positions in cultures that support equality. So really, everybody stands to benefit from advancing equality at work, and that's why this episode is so important. So Ellen, welcome to the podcast. Look, before we dive into this report, could you maybe share with our listeners, you know, what this report's about and how it differs from some of the other research that's out there?
Sure. So this research really is taking a close look at workplace culture and actually what it takes to create a workplace culture where women and men have equal opportunities for both advancement and pay. And I think it's a very different lens to put on the problem that everyone's trying to solve, which is around equality and specifically gender equality.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I thought your findings were really interesting because of the focus on culture. So could you share with us, you know, what's new? What was highlighted in the research that was new or different from what we know today?
So what's new in the report is that we were able to isolate and identify 40 characteristics or 40 factors that are statistically proven to influence the advancement and pay. And that in those 40, there are 14 that are really true accelerators. So there's an enormous amount of transparency into workplace culture and the things that really matter. And I think that for many years, companies have been trying to really understand how to make women successful and putting in programs, policies, and practices to support women. And what this specifically looks at are characters that drive equality. And while interestingly, women, of course, will benefit from a culture that really is built around equality, men are advantaged in cultures where these factors exist as well. So it's not just that women rise when cultures are strong around these 40 or the 14 accelerators, but all people rise. And I think that that's something that is new and different to really look at equality much more holistically.
Yeah, that's great. And I think, you know, having those 14 indicators is really helpful, right? Because it can pinpoint exactly what it is that organizations need to do to advance equality. I guess my question is, you know, do you have some practical examples of those 14 indicators that you can share with us?
Yeah. So first, I like to think of the factors or the dimensions of culture and the real accelerators around them in 3 buckets, I'll say. The first is around bold leadership. The second is around comprehensive action. And the third is the empowering environment. So let me give you just a glimpse into some of the things that occur or that we saw occur in each of those 3 dimensions of culture. First, in bold leadership, the things that we found to be true accelerators are things like gender diversity is a priority for management, and that diversity goals or targets are set and shared not only inside the organization, but specifically outside the organization. And finally, the organization clearly states its intention around closing the gender pay gap. And so really bold leadership is around not only, you know, holding leaders accountable, which is important, but really it being a specific priority for management, as well as kind of the transparency of what its intentions are outside of the organization.
So, I mean, out of those three buckets then, which one kind of surprised you the most?
In comprehensive action, I think this one was really the one that was a little surprising to me, because Accenture really has focused, you know, very specifically on driving gender equality for many years. And I think that, you know, when we made a bold commitment, an external commitment last year to be a gender balanced workforce by 2025, we really started looking at all of the things. And this comprehensive action was very interesting, because this is where you start to see that you need to not only be focused on what makes women successful, but the organizations that really have the best chance of creating a culture of equality include men in things like their women's networks, and men are encouraged to take parental leave. And this is something that I don't think that all companies are really tuned into yet. It's not just about creating things that help women. It's about leveling the playing field for men and women so that men and women are included in the dialogue and actions around equality.
You know, you touched on some of the existing initiatives on equality, right, that companies have in place. But from the report, I didn't get a sense that you were trying to build on those current approaches. I think you were sort of rather offering a much stronger focus on organizational culture. I mean, is that right? Has your sort of focus shifted?
Yeah, so I think there are a lot of very excellent things happening, you know, in many organizations today around helping women be more successful. A year or so ago, you saw many, many companies increasing their maternity leave policies, you know, companies that are committed to hiring more women. But when you look at these three factors, bold leadership, comprehensive action, and an empowering environment together, you're really talking about changing the fundamentals of culture. And while I think programs and policies are critically important, they're kind of important table stakes, what really is very different about this is that when you have all three of these dimensions working together, you're really creating accelerators for a culture that is built for equality. And I think that's when you're going to see the acceleration even of some of these programs and practices that companies are putting in place really take hold and start driving demonstrable change.
So Ellen, I love practical examples, right? Because I think it really helps to bring a lot of these findings to life. So can you maybe share an example of an organization that is leading in one or three of these particular areas?
I think one of the ones that I, you know, have looked at very closely is what Marriott is doing, and how really Marriott started a very, very long time ago with its intention around equality and really around, you know, way back when Ali Marriott, Mr. Marriott Sr.'s wife, stated some intentions about the importance of women in the workplace. But the result that we are seeing now, and really, I think, you know, in all three of these dimensions, what Marriott is seeing is that 55%, so more than half of the company's executives are women today, and half of the CEOs, Arnie Sorensen's leadership team, are women today. And I think that, you know, things that he has done and the, you know, CEOs prior to him, Mr. Marriott prior to him, have done to make sure that there are actions related to, you know, really creating a pipeline of women leaders, providing opportunities to, you know, have a network and build mentoring relationships, but also this board level committee for excellence and setting that tone at the top. Because one of the things that I think companies sometimes look at is that, that culture just evolves. It's kind of a bottom up thing. But I think the Marriott example really demonstrates this commitment to bold leadership and setting the tone at the top, so that as culture does evolve, it's being shaped with the ideals and the mindset around equality.
Accenture's findings are based on survey data of more than 22,000 working men and women across 34 countries. According to the report, not only are women and men more likely to advance in cultures that support equality, but women are likely to earn more. In equal environments, women's pay stands to increase by 51%, or up to an additional $30,000 per woman each year. So Ellen, you know, just with regards to culture and getting men involved, I mean, how do you see the change benefiting them?
Yeah, I think, you know, men play an extraordinarily important role in creating an empowering environment because, let's face it, organizations don't change, people do. And I believe and I see that culture lives and breathes in each one of us. And when men are 50% of the population, equality is really a shared problem and requires a shared solution. And I think what we saw in the research holds, right? So that when women rise, so do men. And while women are certainly advantaged by a culture of equality, men, what we found, are 23% more likely to advance to, you know, executive levels or above, and 2 times more likely to advance into the most senior ranks when there's a culture of equality. And certainly, you know, women are benefiting from this as well. And today, where you see a ratio, if you will, of men to women being 100 to 34, if the cultural factors, you know, come to life, the 14 that make the biggest difference, your results would be 100 to 84. And so, like I say, as women rise, so do men. And I think that is something that really can ensure that men understand that cultures of equality are not just there to help women, they're helped to support all people to be successful.
So finally, you know, for companies, I mean, how do you think they can get started on their journey? So what are the 2 to 3 things you would encourage companies to start doing differently?
Yeah. So the 3 things I think that companies can start doing is to first take a hard look in the mirror and be willing to disrupt themselves, to set the tone at the top and to ask, you know, yourself hard questions as leaders, like, do you look at the content and the delivery of the training programs to make it easier for all people to learn according to their working and their lifestyle needs? Are companies investing in technology to support work-life balance and encourage greater participation by those with significant non-work commitments? And finally, I think, do they have discrimination and harassment policies that combine zero tolerance communication, reporting and disciplinary processes, and continuous training for people? And I think that if companies just start asking those 3 questions and really be willing to disrupt their status quo, they will start to see things happen pretty quickly.
So my key takeaway from today's episode is that if we want women to advance at work, we really need to shift our focus from initiatives that are aimed solely at women to solutions that are more holistic, that are focused on creating workplace cultures that support equality. We need to level the playing field for both men and women so that everybody has an equal chance of advancing at work. So thanks again for joining us today. Before I go, I have two quick announcements. Firstly, next week we're going to be launching our partnership with the largest career community for women. I can't tell you who they are yet, but you're going to be hearing more about this partnership very soon and how it supports our mission to help women advance at work. So please stay tuned for more on this. And secondly, we're going to be sending out our first weekly newsletter on July 11th. So if you haven't signed up yet, please go to my website, michellepking.com, and send us your details. So that's it for now. Thanks again for tuning in, and I'll catch you guys again next week.
She Innovates is produced by Human Group Media, a company that inspires people to do good through the power of audio storytelling. This podcast is made possible by SAP NextGen, an innovation platform that enables everyone, from individuals, companies, partners, and universities, to connect and innovate with purpose. In doing so, SAP NextGen supports the achievement of the Sustainable Development Goals.